Nationals and Phillies. AJ Cole would be making his first start of the season as he would square off against Vince Velasquez. We'll take it to the top of the second. Ryan Zimmerman at the plate.
Zimmerman swings this one high in the air to deep center field. Back goes Herrera, way back at the wall. He leaps and he caught it. He brought it back into the park. He robs Ryan Zimmerman of a home run.
Zimmerman to left center. See you later. 2-1 Nationals on his 13th of the year.
Who's better than he is? What planet are you playing on, Ryan Zimmerman? This is so much fun to watch.
That ball is rammed into right, and it's over Saunders, who lost it in the lights. Worth scores. Zimmerman RBI double. The Nats lead 3-1, and a chance for a huge inning here with Rendon waiting.
Velasquez to Rendon. Swinging a long drive. Left field toward the corner. It's way back, and it's gone. Anthony Rendon with a three-run homer, and the Nationals have blown it wide open. 6-1.
Oh, Ryan Zimmerman's going to do it with a glove now.
What else can you do, Ryan Zimmerman? Seriously.
The Nationals win 6-2 as the Phillies lose their fifth straight. At 21-9, Dusty Baker and the Nationals are off to their best 30-game start in franchise history, thanks in part to a 6-2 victory against the Phillies on Saturday. Here's Baker on the win.
Well, he threw a pretty good game. Would have liked to have seen his balls to strikes, ratio better, because he was almost one to one. But, that's what your defense is for. Because they made some outstanding plays. And then our offense, came through with some big hits and big home runs. Anthony, especially Anthony Murph and Zim, continue to shine. So main thing is that, we won the game. A.J. wasn't as sharp early because his pitch count got real high in the first couple of innings. So we certainly got to work on that.
We talked a little bit about this lineup. I think maybe early on about how left-handed you guys were maybe at the top, but for have right-handers like Zim and Rendon as high as they are, I mean, what is that?
Well, I mean, you want balance. I mean, we were left-handed strong at the top, but we had Eaton, and we also had Bryce. And they're not in the lineup right now. So, if you can hit, you can hit. It don't matter what side you hit from. So, especially when you swing the bat well.
You mentioned getting some runs, trying to make it a little easy on you, and they did in the sixth to get some runs to pick up open a little bit. Just talk about what you guys kind of came through when you had tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, Velasquez, he had some good stuff, but we jumped in kind of early there, rather quickly, especially in that one inning. So that's the kind of offense we have, and if one guy doesn't get you, there's no chance that another guy will, and we're all of them. So. I love my offense.
What Jacob Turner's been able to do for you now, mm-hmm. a few different times out of the bullpen, does it make it a tough call when you have to figure out where is he most valuable to you right now?
Well, I mean, right now, he wasn't available after he pitched those four innings, and then tonight he pitched two innings. He's available probably for one, maybe two tomorrow, but we got to kind of watch it so it doesn't. I'm sure he's happy to be here, no matter where he fits in. And so everybody's worried about where the guys are fitting in. But we're just worried about winning.
You obviously watch Bonds play every day. What Zimmerman's done through 30 games, how would you?
Well, that's what I was thinking about in the dugout. I mean, that's Bonds' life, But, he continues to stay on the ball. He's been hot for an extremely long period of time. But, we got to watch him. I give him days off from time to time to make sure he doesn't tire, make sure he doesn't, because when you're tired, then you end up getting hurt sometimes. And, with his history, we got to keep him healthy, and he's probably not going to play Lynn, tomorrow. And Lynn's been doing the job, too. So, this is as good a start as anybody that I've ever seen.
I know you guys aren't perfect as a team, mm-hmm. but you're 21-9, which is the best 30-game start this franchise has ever had. Mm-hmm. What do you think it says about the overall talent ability that you guys have, that even when things haven't gone 100% perfect, that you're 21-9?
Well, I don't know. I look at the records and stats and everything, But, you know, we got to keep grinding. You know, there's no time to sit back and see what you've done. You got to think about after you've done it, then you try to improve on it and do it. And, you know, I think about the games that got away we should have won. That's the way I look at it. So, and when things are going good, you get greedy. And so, you know, right now we want to win, you know, every game. You know it's not going to happen. But, I mean, these guys got a great attitude. You know, they play hard every day. That's all I ask them. And they play smart on most days.
Ryan Zimmerman goes 2-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBIs as he improves his average to .435 after Saturday's victory against the Phillies. Here's Zimmerman on his performance.
I think hitting is contagious and confidence is the same way. And if you look kind of up and down our lineup, it's fun to be a part of this offense right now. And, you know, everyone's really been swinging the bat well. And Tony's been real hot lately, you know, so it's just a fun offense to be a part of. And we're all having great at-bats, and it's, you know, every night we enjoy coming out here and working together. There's just no easy outs in our lineup, and when they don't make mistakes, it's hard to get hits, but when they make mistakes, those are the ones you got to get.
Sunday, it's Tanner Roark for the Nationals as Jeremy Hellickson takes the hill for the Phillies.